Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, we get into some of these times that we talk about some of the stuff that we deem that is important, that it is a main story type of atmosphere, and we go, hey, we really need to talk about some of these things and really understand and go into what is going on. Now, I will tell you, somebody sent this in, and I thought it was kind of interesting in taking a look at it, but do we understand conflicts, roots of conflicts? And I'll go into some of the detail here. In the rich tapestry of human interaction, conflicts arise as a natural counterpart to harmony. They're part and partial of our relationship, and to be familiar with they occur in family circumstances, professional circumstances, and personal ones. To effectively navigate and resolve these disputes, one must first grasp their origins. Delving into the roots of conflict that allows us to approach a disagreement with more understanding, empathy, and clarity. Yeah, it went deep as we were talking. So as I looked into this little thing that was sent over, here's some of the stuff that it goes into. Disagreements in the simplest forms emerge from divergence of views and opinions and desires, and it could be as straightforward as two colleagues having different ideas about how to execute projects that are intricate as the two partners are having varied life goals. These disagreements can stem from differences of unbridging cultural backgrounds, personal experiences, or individual aspirations. For instance, in a diverse workplace, an employee from a collective-oriented culture might prioritize them as achievements of over individual accolades, in contrast from another individualistic society that might value personal milestones as more important. This distinction can lead to misunderstandings and disagreements if not recognized and addressed. While in the surface, the level of disagreement are easier to spot, the psychological nuances that propel conflicts often remain obscured, and these undercurrents can drastically influence how conflicts manifest and escalate. Human emotions and our past experiences have a significant bearing on how we approach disagreements. Past traumas, for example, can intensify a person's reaction to seemingly minor triggers. A person who has faced consistent disregards in the past in relationships might become excessively defensive in a situation where they perceive a similar threat, even if none exists. Furthermore, there's a very difference in the makeup of the identities encompassing of our values, beliefs, principles, shapes our reactions when faced with a challenge or disagreement that clashes with these core tenets. It's natural for one to resist or retaliate. This is evidenced in the discussions involving deeply held beliefs, be it religious, political, moral, and even related to safety. The resistance isn't necessary about the current discussion, but rather the instinctual defense of one's identity. So when you start looking at identifying personal and external triggers to navigate this intricate maze of conflict, recognizing the triggers that can lead to heightened emotional responses is essential. Personal triggers often revolve around individuals' vulnerabilities. For someone who has always battled with self-worth, any hint of criticism might be a trigger. For another who has dealt with sitting on betrayal, trust issues might get triggered even in the most innocent situations. Beyond the personal sphere, external triggers abound. Societal pressures, for example, play a significant role. In society that emphasizes certain standards of success, individuals might feel triggered when they perceive themselves as falling short. Likewise, in total polarized political climate, mere mentions of certain topics can serve as triggers, leading as a heightened emotions and disputes. Moreover, misinformation, especially in the digital age, can act as a potential trigger with the information from various sources can vary. Distinguishing the fact from fiction becomes challenging, and this can, be an inundation that can lead individuals to holding onto misconceptions, further fueling disagreement when these are challenged. So how do you look at this in conclusion? Well, I guess the labyrinth of human emotions and interactions is a complex one. Conflicts, while viewed negatively, offer a mirror of vulnerability, triggers, and deeply enriched beliefs. By understanding the roots of these disputes, we embark on a journey of self-awareness and growth. This knowledge equips us with the tools of approaching disagreement with empathy, ensuring healthier resolutions, and fostering deeper connections. After all, in the dance of human relations, understanding the steps and missteps is the key to harmony. So I would like to thank Samantha Jones for sending this in, for taking a little looksy-ooksie on what she thought that she should share about conflict, understanding the roots of conflict. So what do you think? Do you agree with this? Do you agree with the writing here? Or do you disagree? Because it's kind of weird sometimes on how we take a look at some of these root conflicts, on how we go, what the hell happened before we got to this next measure? Do you think she's on the spot? Or do you think that she's off her rocker? I don't know. It's always something for you to think about, not necessarily only moi.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.